Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
One. Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. 5-2 on the year after victory over Dixie State on Monday night. Boy, it was a dandy. 63-60, 32-26 at the half, and Jackets end up winning by 3 points there at the end. Again, a game that we saw you build up a double-digit lead a couple of times, you know, there in the first, even there in the second half. But, boy, this Dixie State team, we knew they were good because they beat you there. But, boy, this was a good competition for you.
Well, you know, like I say, I think a lot of people who saw the game probably thought it was an ugly game because of the amount of scoring that took place. Neither team shot very well from the field. But for me, it was a Rembrandt. I mean, it was what we wanted our basketball team to be. I thought in our last couple games, the game at Dixie and the game with Northern New Mexico, I thought we just got into a mindset where we're going to outscore you. And we can't compete at the highest level in our conference or have any chance for postseason play if that's the way we approach basketball, is just to, you know, go out and outscore you every night. And so, in defense of our offense being shaky, probably in all my 30 years of coaching, we went like 5 days. We didn't touch a set offensively. We didn't touch an inbounds play or a press break. We didn't, you know, we shot, but that was about it on the offensive side of it. And all we did was defend. And so, you know, we pick our stat sheet up at halftime last night. We're shooting a miserable 36%, but I look over and they're shooting 27% and have 10 turnovers, and I think they're 1-for-6 from behind the arc. That's who we wanted to be. Now, we could do a little bit better in conversion defense, and we could do a little bit better, on the rebounding side of it. But I like the moxie that our kids, that our guys showed and displayed when they played last night. They were tough-minded. They adhered to a scouting report. They didn't take chances and gamble very much. When they did, they came out, and there wasn't much discussion on their part because they knew. And so I'd like to think that if we can, you know, regain our offense, which I think we will, because we'll have a chance now to maybe lend a little bit more balance, work on end game, which we haven't done much of, you know, because we had some real end game snafus last night. I couldn't be more thrilled for our basketball program to find a way to grit out a defensive struggle when that hasn't been our MO and it needs to be.
I think you were only behind twice in the game early on, 2-0, and then, in the latter part of the second half, you had what seemed like a 5-minute stretch there where just nothing would fall. I think Mike McCrary put up a 3-point shot. I think that ball went 3/4 down the net and bounced out. I could not believe. I think when I was actually doing the game, I actually started to say it's good, and then the thing comes out. It was just awful 5-minute stretch there. You get behind by one, you find a way to win. I thought largely attributed again to what you were referring to, some incredible defensive stops. I mean, this was a game there at one point when you're down by one and everything is going against you. I mean, that was disconcerting.
Well, you know, when they took the lead 47-46, and being inside the timeout right around that point was really encouraging, because we had guys that were these are competitive guys now. They're salty. I've told you that before. They're like brothers out there. They'll kind of chip at each other a little bit, but it's a constructive way. Hey, you were supposed to be here. Why didn't you show? You know what I mean? It's not just frustration talk. But it wasn't very, very much longer, and all of a sudden we were up 6. And we have guys who can make baskets. I mean, DeAndre comes down. We get a stop, transition 3. We come down, run good offense finally, all the way through. And, Lasha hits that shot at the top of the key. Lasha couldn't spit in the ocean standing knee deep in the first half, and he comes out in the second half and drives the basket and, you know, real physical, getting to the rim, a couple times, and makes him, he had 11 points in the second half for us. DeVell got his hand on balls again. I mean, he leads the conference in assists and leads the conference in steals. Those are two pretty good categories for your point guard. I just thought I thought overall, I thought we had a pretty good will and a really good constitution last night. You know, technically, we could have been better on offense. We kind of ran offense in a hurry, but I think that had a lot to do with our competitive spirit. We just need to be smarter, and I think we'll discover that.
All right, we'll talk about some of the individual performances coming up on the second part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer. Montana State Billings men's basketball team now 5-2 on the year after a 63-60 victory over Dixie State. I wanted to ask you about Devel Jackson. You know, didn't shoot well from the floor, only 2-for-10. But, boy, one thing I really liked, and of course we talked about the fact, I mean, he gets 3 rebounds from the point guard position. You know, he's got the 6 assists, he's got the 4 steals, he's even got a block in there. Obviously, that's a good all-around game. But what I really liked is he went to the free throw line 10 times. Again, Devel was really pushing the ball, and he was really trying to get inside. And again, I've said it before, when Devel Jackson tends to penetrate, good things tend to happen for these Yellow Jackets.
Well, again, when we get stops, we get to play the way we want to play, because then we can get out and run. If you're taking the ball out of the net, that kind of hampers, you know, his gifts. And so I thought, I think it's a little misleading in that 2-for-10, because there were several offensive possessions where we were down on the shot clock and he ended up with the ball, and he had, I think there were 3 different times he had to hoist it up. But it was a man's game last night. There were no poodles. It was a big dog game last night, which is exactly what we want. I mean, it was you had to be a strong person next to the rim. There was a lot of bumping, and that was just fine. It was a really consistently called basketball game. And so, you know, but like I say, I mean, he would have more assists if we made some bunnies. I mean, there were about 3 situations last night that I can think of just sitting here that he gave somebody a layup, and we managed to trick it off the rim. And so, you know, easily, if we make some of those opportunities that he gives people, he's sitting there with, you know, a double-double. But, you know, he's a good free throw shooter, which is what you need from a point guard. And so when he gets inside there, you don't know if he's going to take it all the way to the rim. You know, he changes speeds really well. He's got really good control of that basketball. And everybody on the team knows they should have their hands up, because at any given point in time, he's going to find you and get you the basketball.
Derek Wright, you know, he's sitting there, what is he, 6'7", 6'6", and he's always matched up against a guy who's bigger. They really had some trees for Dixie State last night. If you look at the job that Derek Wright did, he gets 7 rebounds, 9 points. You know, he's got 3 steals. Again, if you didn't see the game, you're not going to look at those statistics, and, you know, it's not one of those wow moments where you go, boy, Derek really had a great game. But I'll tell you what, concerning what he was up against last night, I thought Derek did a real solid job for it.
You know, the difference between Derek this year and the Derek Wright of last year is that there's no way he plays 30 minutes. And there was a time where he got tired and we took him out. And last year he would have just sat there. And, you know, he said, hey, I can go when you need me to go. And he played the last 8 minutes of the game, and he played it hard. You know what I mean? There were some times last year we went out there and he couldn't sustain it. So he's in a lot better physical shape. He's bouncier. He's about 10 or 12 pounds down from where he was last year. So he's in, you know, better shape. He shoots the ball well. I think he's hit a 3 in our last 2 games. So he's a perfect 2-for-2. I'm sure he'll bring that to my attention when we're out doing our shooting deals. Hey, I think I need to move out here a little bit more. You know, I thought early on we got him basketballs in situations where he could score, and I thought he played jumped in too big a hurry. He didn't know, you know, and he's the type of scorer that he's not going to get one-on-one attention. And so he needs to be just a little more cognitive as to where that defensive pressure is. And he's a good passer, and he's really unselfish. But he, you know, I think he had it in his mind that he was going to go to work and make some plays. And you know, he had a couple big steals in the post last night. It was probably his best defensive game of the year. And probably his best defensive game since he's been here. He was down in a stance more. He was, you know, he was competitive, and he played ahead of the ball and ahead of his defensive person. Whereas a lot of times Derek can be in a situation where he reacts to what happens because he didn't take care of business beforehand. And so I thought he did a tremendous job last night. You know, Lasha, you know, and Brent and DeAndre all had a hand in guarding Puckett, their best player. He's their, you know, leading scorer. He's a death-defying shooter, and Puckett was 1 for 9 last night. And he was really a focus for us in that basketball game. And I thought, you know, we kind of were able to tag-team him and get some defensive work done there. And, you know, what can you say about DeAndre? I mean, he's got the biggest motor in our program. He's the best defender. He's our leading scorer. You know, and some people will say, well, why the heck are you not starting this guy? It hurt us last night. I mean, it really did when he picked up those two quick fouls, because he's our backup point guard, backup two guard, and backup three. And now all of a sudden, you know, when we had the lead, you know, I pulled him over to the bench next to me with about 6 minutes to go, and they were starting to whittle at our 12-point lead a little bit. And I just told him, you need to be ready to go, because if they, you know, this thing starts to squeeze too tight, I got to go with you, and you can't pick up your third foul. But if we can sustain any type of cushion or gap, you know, you need to understand that you're probably not going to get on the court until the start of the second half. And so, you know, I thought he did a really good job. I mean, he comes right in the floor, and what's he do? Bang, bang. And then, you know, he gets into the game, comes off the bench, and it's so nice. You know, I haven't seen every team in our conference play, but I got to think he's going to be, if there was a sixth man award, he's definitely got to be somebody that people would consider for that.
A lot of people forget that Larry Bird, you know, when he first came in the league early on, he was actually a six-man. Really not a whole lot of difference between a six-man and a starter. I guess what it really boils down to a lot of times is you really can only play five at a time.
Well, who finishes the game?
Sure.
You know what I mean? DeAndre Chambers finished the game. Now, my biggest criticism of DeAndre last night is, you know, they get a turnover. We get, you know, DeVell gets the steal. He kicks the ball ahead. And, you know, DeAndre's at half court, and they don't even chase him. I mean, they're done. They're, you know, and I'm screaming, you know, just dribble it out. If you watch that NFL football game where the Broncos played, I think it was the Broncos where the guy caught the football right in front of the goal line and just ran right along the goal line before he went into the end zone because there was hardly any time left, and he just ate up a whole bunch of time. That's all DeAndre had to do. But he comes down and dunks it, and I'm like, oh, my God, no, what are you doing? And they come down and, you know, they get a good crack at it. You know, the ball cracks
Barnes,
off the
– yeah,
Barnes has a good look at the basket. It cracks off the back of the rim. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, better to be lucky than good in that situation. You know, but again, I think that play kind of epitomized the whole game for us. We had a bad offensive moment. We get a steal. And then we make a silly decision, and then we guard the guy as he's shooting the last second shot. And so I think if you were going to break our game down into one quick sequence, that was the sequence of events. We had to have a stop, and we got a stop. And in fact, we didn't just get a stop, we got a turnover in a critical part of the game.
All right, the third part of the Coach's Show, we'll take a look at the upcoming schedule for the Montana State Billings men as they look forward to the holiday. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show with George Pfeiffer.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
One. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach of the 5-2 Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a 63-60 home win over Dixie State, which even their record against Dixie State this year at 1-1. You know, you got a couple of games coming up now. Wednesday, December 30th at the University of Mary, then on Saturday, January 2nd at the University of Great Falls. I mean, you look at that, non-conference games, particularly University of Great Falls and NAIA school, but you know what? These are very important games. And I know they all are, but particularly from the standpoint that right after that, you know, you're heading up to Alaska to start GNAC play. So obviously, I would imagine you consider these next couple of games pretty integral to this program.
Well, it's the morning after our game last night, and we're not out celebrating the holidays. I mean, Coach Wetzel and I are not trying to sound like we're not doing anything anybody else is doing, but we're immediately starting to break down tape for that next game. The University of Mary... they are probably one of the, I know they're the biggest surprise in the Northern Sun right now. They've got a, you know, 500 record, but they played nine games out of their first 10 games. They played nine of them out, and so that we're going to be their second home game. They played they beat Augustana 12 days ago, a team that we lost to by 20. They beat them by like 10 or 12. You know, the point guard they got is just phenomenal player. He's really quick. You know, he gave us fits here. Erdman is playing extremely well for him. They do a really good job of spreading the floor, kind of salting the game away a little bit, and then they run, they're kind of like us. They got 95 sets, and they come and run a set or a counter to the counter. And so it makes them, you know, it makes them very difficult to guard, and they'll shoot the ball really well at their place. I'm obviously concerned that we're going to take, you know, it's healthy for us, so don't get me wrong, but, you know, taking 4 or 5 days off, coming back, practicing a couple times, and then getting on a bus and taking the scenic tour to Bismarck, you know, just before the holidays is not exactly what you would describe as optimal scheduling, but be that as it may, I think we'll be prepared for the game, and I think our guys are going to come into that with some confidence. And it's a huge game; it's a regional counter. You know, you're talking about the GNAC right now in the GNAC. I mean, this is dang impressive. The GNAC in counting Divisional II is 40-9. I mean, that's off the chart, which is extremely good for us, because that, you know, if everything holds true, our conference could get 4 at large berths. That's not a stretch. I mean, you know, you're kind of talking like, you know, in you know, people think this is a bad analogy, but I don't. We're kind of like the Big East. I mean, we got a pile of teams in our conference. We played that California conference, and we played a California conference team and beat them down by 30. And our conference is doing that. You know, Anchorage beat Grand Canyon by 37, Western, you know, New Mexico by 35. Western Washington just played Fort Lewis, who's picked to win the, you know, RMAC. They beat them by 22 in Las Vegas last week. Seattle Pacific hasn't lost a game yet. We're in the middle of the pack with a 5-2 record. We've got, I think, 4 teams in our conference with only one loss. Seattle Pacific undefeated. Central, I think, has 4, and losses, and Fairbanks has 4. The rest of us have got, you know, 2. And so this is a very, very healthy conference. And what do we get to do? We get to go up and play Fairbanks to start with and follow it up with Alaska Anchorage. So, you know, our you know, if we're sitting back polishing apples on our chest and acting like life is good, that's a recipe for disaster. And then, you know, Great Falls has improved. They played some very competitive basketball games, and so these next 2 games that we play, are one's going to be important as far as, you know, regional rankings are concerned. And then you know, we need to make sure that everything that we do offensively and defensively is a lot tighter and a lot better, because this is a conference that could really have, I don't know, the first place team. It wouldn't be uncommon for our first place team to have 4 losses. You know, if you can protect home and get a couple road wins, you could get yourself to the West Regional, and that's our goal. We want to get the postseason play, because if you can get the postseason play, you know, then anything can happen.
Let's talk. Just kind of talk us through what you're going to do over the Christmas break, though. I would imagine that the players get a chance to spend some time at home, but nonetheless, you do have basketball coming up. What kind of happens over the next few days in preparation for your next game?
Well, what we try and do right now is that we can download a bunch of DVDs, and we load them into our computer, and then we just start splicing like crazy. So we have everything edited. We have the names of plays, player breakdowns, and all that kind of stuff. So when our guys get back, guys today are visual learners. You look at the video games, the TV, and mm-hmm. all the iPods and all that kind of stuff. Guys are visual learners. And so the biggest thing that you want to do, and we're not splitting the atom here, everybody else is doing the same thing, the more of that kind of information you can have. You take our game that we just played. I mean, we had video. We had a 25-minute video of personnel. We had a 30-minute video of every single offensive play they ran and every offensive play we ran. Our guys watched that to the point where they looked out there. They looked like they drank four bottles of NyQuil. You know, they've seen it so much. But the more information that you can get, and our guys are getting better and better at playing to a scouting report. So when we use our own buzzwords, boom, they jump to where they're supposed to be. And that discipline that we're looking for isn't where we need it to be yet, but those habits and that discipline are starting to come to light, and they start to believe in it, and they start to understand the benefit of it.
When do they get back on the court for practice?
They come back on the 26th, and we start practice on the 27th. We got Christmas camp on the 28th and 29th. We leave on the 29th and head to Bismarck, play the 30th, come back 2 days to get ready for Great Falls, day off, and then it's on. You know what I mean? And then the GNAC starts. And so we as coaches, you know, Coach Wetzel and I, we don't have a lot of time to run around on vacation much. I am going to take that fishing trip tomorrow morning. You know, I talked to my buddy. I said, I don't care if it's 35 below or whatever. I'll stand at least ankle deep in the river and stare at the water for five hours. And I like Christmas. I try to watch every night a Christmas movie. I like the. You know, I like the Christmas time of the year, and so I think it's important for our guys. We only have a couple guys that aren't going home for Christmas, but most everybody took off today, which I think is important. I think it's really, you know, family's important, and it's, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to kind of recharge their battery and get themselves rejuvenated before this next, you know, 2.5 month chin and chest, head down run that we're going to be making.
Impressive year so far, 5-2. Congratulations to George Pfeiffer. Merry Christmas to you, and looking forward to you getting back on the home court when you take on the University of Great Falls on January 2nd.
Thank you so much.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.